A devotion for the week of the fourth Sunday of Lent. The reading from the Passion History drawn from the four Gospels, part 4. The men who were guarding Jesus made fun of him. Some of them began to spit on Jesus, and they blindfolded him and hit him. And those who slapped him said, "Prophesy for us, Messiah, tell us who hit you." And they said many other insulting things to him. When the day came, the elders of the Jews, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law met together and made their plan against Jesus to put him to death. Jesus was brought before their council. "Tell us," they said, "are you the Messiah?" He answered, "If I tell you, you will not believe me. And if I ask you a question, you will not answer me. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the Almighty God." They all said, "Are you, then, the Son of God?" He answered them, "You say that I am." And they said, "We don't need any witnesses. We ourselves have heard his very own words." The whole group rose up and took Jesus. They put Jesus in chains and took him away from Caiaphas' house to the governor's palace, to Pilate the governor. It was early in the morning. When Judas the traitor saw that Jesus had been condemned, he repented and took back the 30 silver coins to the chief priests and the elders. "I have sinned by betraying an innocent man to death," he said. "What do we care about that?" they answered. "That is your business." Judas threw the money into the sanctuary and left them. Then he went off and hanged himself. The chief priest picked up the money and said, "This is blood money, and it is against our law to put it into the temple treasury." After reaching an agreement about it, they used the money to buy Potter's Field as a cemetery for foreigners. That is why it is called the Field of Blood to this very day. Then what the prophet Jeremiah had said came true. They took the 30 silver coins, the amount the people of Israel had agreed to pay for him, and used them to buy the Potter's Field, as the Lord commanded me. The Jews did not go inside the palace because they wanted to keep themselves ritually clean in order to be able to eat the Passover meal. So Pilate went outside to meet with them and said, "What do you accuse this man of?" Their answer was, "We would not have brought him to you if he had not committed a crime." Pilate said to them, "You yourselves take him and try him according to your laws." The Jews replied, "We are not allowed to put anyone to death." This happened to make come true what Jesus had said when he indicated the kind of death he would die. Then they began to accuse him. "We caught this man misleading our people, telling them that they should not pay taxes to the emperor and claiming that he himself is Christ, a king." Pilate went back into the palace and called Jesus. "Are you the king of the Jews?" he asked him. Jesus answered, "Does this question come from you, or have others told you about me?" Pilate replied, "Do you think I am a Jew? It was your own people and their chief priests who handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus said, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom belonged to this world, my followers would fight to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. No, my kingdom does not belong here." So Pilate asked him, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. I was born and came into this world for this one purpose, to speak about the truth. Whoever belongs to the truth listens to me." "And what is truth?" Pilate asked. Then Pilate went back outside to the Jews and said to them, "I cannot find any reason to condemn him." The chief priests accused Jesus of many things, so Pilate questioned him again. "Aren't you going to answer? See how many things they accuse you of." Again Jesus refused to answer and say a word, and Pilate was filled with surprise. But they insisted even more strongly, "He is starting a riot among the people with his teaching. He began in Galilee. went through all of Judea, and now has come here." When Pilate heard this, he asked, "Is this man a Galilean?" When he learned that Jesus was from the region ruled by Herod, he sent him to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem at the time. Herod was very pleased when he saw Jesus, for he had heard about him and had been wanting to see him for a long time. He was hoping to see Jesus perform some miracle. So Herod asked Jesus many questions, but Jesus answered him not a word. The chief priests and the teachers of the law stepped forward and made accusations against Jesus. Herod and his soldiers made fun of Jesus and treated him with contempt. They put a fine robe on him and sent him back to Pilate. On that very day, Herod and Pilate became friends. They had been enemies before this. Pilate called together the chief priests, the elders, and the people, and said to them, "You brought me this man, and said that he was misleading the people. Now I have examined him in your presence, and I have not found him guilty of any of the bad things you accuse him of. Nor did Herod find him guilty, for he sent him back to us. There is nothing this man has done to deserve death. I will have him whipped, and then let him go." Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, your mercies are new every morning, and though we deserve only punishment, you receive us as your children, and provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, because you hate nothing you have made, and forgive the sins of all who are penitent, create in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily repenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain from you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us your servants that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen.